Y'all, the other day, God made me uncomfortable. And it was not until I saw his point of view that I humbled myself and gained his perspective. You know, I gained his confidence. You see, true confidence is resting and trusting in God's greater vision, far more than our own narrow, limited, and sometimes blinded viewpoint. So if you're eager to expose the superficial, tune in, take note, and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. And before we jump into today's episode, listen to our sponsor for today's episode. And yep, that is me. So number one, y'all, the newsletter. It is once a month goodies. And the next one is around the corner and you don't want to miss out on juicy stories, hearing updates, and knowing how to stay informed and connected to the Boundaries for Believers community. Like, it is on and popping over here, okay? And on that very thread, the social gathering that is just a sweetest time, a fellowship of getting to know one another, is the virtual book club. We have met already twice, and yes, we did take a pause, and we'll be starting up May 9th. So you have plenty of time to catch up to the chapters and join us, and really just to be honest about what our emotions are. How is this book reflecting back to us? And what does God want us to know about the full capacity he has designed us? So yes, y'all, I invite you to join us in this book club. We meet, we're starting back to meet May 9th, and it would be every single Thursday up into June 6th. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. All the details to these goodies are in the show notes, so be sure to check it out, look at the links, and sign up, okay? So I cannot wait to see you there. So we get our cackle on, get our laughing on, and just really connect. Okay, now let's jump into this episode. Hey, sister friend, welcome back to another episode. So yes, I was mentioning in the beginning of this episode that God exposed me to discomfort, y'all. Discomfort. Like the other day, my church was having, you know, a women's gathering. They were hosting a women's event. And I was initially on the fence, like, should I go? Should I not? But then I had this inkling. You know what? Go. Enjoy yourself. And go ahead and share a poem and discuss boundaries for believers. So I was like, okay, bet. This sounds like a plan, God. But when I relayed this to the host of the event, inquiring if I could share a poem at the event, she agreed. She agreed, not an issue. She welcomed what I presented to her. But then she inquired if I would like to share my testimony. And y'all, there it was, the sucker punch of discomfort. I was like, God, you did not say all of that before. You did not. But then I paused and begrudgingly accepted. But I had no other choice but to chuckle because I knew it was the very thing that God wanted me to do, get out of my comfort zone. And a moment of reflection occurred. I would have never started this without God. So I better lean in toward proclaiming God whenever an opportunity presents itself. Because y'all, I was ready to glorify my efforts without including God. And God was like, yeah, that's cute, but I'm gonna need you to glorify me. So of course, you know, I want y'all to know that there is nothing wrong with highlighting personal investments, pursuits, and achievements, but everything is superficial, all in vain, if we're relying more on our efforts without acknowledging God as the gift and the ultimate gift giver. Like, y'all, faith without works is dead. It's a partnership. Or sometimes God just like lavishly pours out onto his kids just because, you know? And that was a component that I needed to shed light to. And it started with me getting uncomfortable and sharing my testimony. So from that ordeal, I want to share with you 5 steps to pause to build confidence beyond the superficial. But before we get into that, let's ponder in these scriptures first. Galatians 6, 14 through 15. Paul reads here, "As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation." Now, if you know about the story of Paul, he had his name changed because, you know, God saw it fit to do so. But Paul was a rebel at heart, and the Lord transformed his heart. See, I'm not on the level of Paul here, as he said in this verse, that he's not really invested in the world, you know? He's fully committed to be sold out on Christ. And y'all, it's a journey. It's a journey to get there. But what is evident in here is about the boasting aspect. The first perspective, the first choice that he commits to is not boasting about one's own efforts or what they can contribute or what they bring to the table, but first seeing God in the midst of everything, being a central theme in all that one does. Something to be admired here in this scripture, because once Paul says, like, fix one's gaze, you know, I'm generalizing or paraphrasing, fix one's gaze on Jesus, like on Christ alone. That is where the gift comes from, where the heart posture change, where the transformation occurs, not just in what God can provide, not just in what the giftings that God produces, but simply saying, you know what, this is a deeper connection with God himself. And on that note, as I'm growing in a deeper connection with God, I am being transformed. That is the blessing. That is the hope. That is the desire that he's driving right here in that statement. I mean, in that scripture. And moving on to the second verse here, the second scripture, Ecclesiastes 3, 12 through 14. And this is, "So I concluded, there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God." So this driving force right here is from King David's son, who had inherited a lot of blessings and as far as, you know, riches and wealth, but he also worked very hard to obtain these things. And so this is just to highlight here that there is beauty in working hard. There is beauty for building something that you value, that maybe an investment or nurturing your family or being great at that job. Like there's beauty in this, and God honors that. And that deserves to be celebrated, to be rested, and to enjoy the fruits of our labor. But another major component here that I don't want us to dismiss is that these are gifts from God. And that is, again, the driving factor that King David's son listed here. That all these things are great, all these things are beautiful. Hard work needs to be appreciated, but all of it is in vain. All of it is superficial if we're solely focused on those things and not recognizing that God is the ultimate gift. And that these gifts are from God. So going to the five components, the five steps or the five components of reflection that I want us to really focus on, to really understand how confidence beyond the superficial is truly all about. Confidence beyond the superficial is trusting God by getting to know God. So how can we have that lens? You know? And I use the word pause as an acronym to best navigate these steps. So here are the five steps. Number one, prayer. Number two, assurance and uncertainty. Number three, understanding that uncertainty will come. Number four, savor the Savior. And number five, express gratitude. So let's go back to number one, P, okay? P to that represents prayer. Prayer to admit, confess, and draw near to God. Number two, A for assurance. Assurance in uncertainty, investing time to treasure the word is the way to best understand and get to know God. Like the word says, like God is not a man that he should lie. And if we don't have that knowledge and we have gained confidence in circumstances or put our hope in, you know, individuals that may have failed us or disappointed us, or we have disappointed them or failed them, and that leaves just a mistrust or a discomfort there. And we put all our hope on what is to come in those situations instead of trusting, like, no, God is not a man that would lie. He will bring me out of this. He is my strong tower. If he has done this before, whether towards someone else, bless someone else in that lens, or blessed me in that lens, help me to remember. And so with scripture, it just helps us to be more rooted and understand that that is a reminder and reflection of who God is. And life's difficulties can often have us doubt the essence of who God is. And three, as in you, understanding that uncertainty will come. Like, let's learn to welcome the discomfort, because we know that life can be unpredictable. And not saying that we should take matters lightly and that we should be dismissive to when heavy matters arrive, but just be reminded, as the word says, that in this life we will have suffering. That is a definite, that is a guarantee. And because of that definite guarantee, that means that we can best prepare ourselves mentally and emotionally to, again, not dismiss the heavy or life circumstances, but to be in a space of, you know what, I trust that God will provide. I admit that this is heavy. I admit that this is a lot. I admit that there is a bigger deal that I need to face, but not on my own. But knowing that all things are for our good. And again, it is a matter of doing this consistently, a matter of speaking these truths over our lives so we can begin to learn and believe it. S as in four, or four as in S, savor the Savior. And what does this look like? Well, I like to say that your time with God is unique to you because God made you unique. So this can be in the form of worship. This can be in the form of enjoying the nature and seeing God's element in all of that and his fingerprint in all of life. And also just being reminded that God sees and hears us and is present with us, and just saying and just speaking to him consistently to be reminded, like, no, God hears me. I am the apple of his eye. He's a father that adores and loves and sees you. And it makes all the difference to approach him as that, as Abba, as Father. And to also just give him the glory and the honor that is due. He deserves our worship. And so savoring the Savior can look like all of that and then some. And lastly, number 5 as an E, express gratitude. Work diligently and move accordingly. So pretty much like the scriptures that we shared earlier about, you know, enjoying life, being happy, but also knowing that all these gifts are from God. So that's where expressing gratitude comes in, and still working diligently and allowing God to transform us along the way. So in short, y'all, those are the elements of pause: prayer, assurance, understanding that uncertainty will come, savoring the Savior, and expressing gratitude. And the purpose of all of this is to acknowledge that increasing our dependence and intimacy with God builds sustainable confidence. Because when we can no longer boast about our successes, fleeting beauty, or abilities, what are we left with? Let's not allow this world to tell us otherwise. So, beloved, I pose the question to you. How do you plan to grow in confidence beyond the superficial? Okay, so this concludes today's episode. Thank you for joining along, and I really want to see you connected on the newsletter. So sign up. The link is in the show notes. And yes, y'all, there will be more juicy stories that I don't always share on the air. So you want to make sure that you tune in and get connected. And along with tuning in and getting connected, the Social Virtual Book Club, we are going to have a time with you there. So make sure that you sign up as well in the link in the show notes. So I cannot wait to see you there. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.